John Prine for this occasion, rewrote it for this occasion. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. I'm sure he recognizes this. When I was a boy, my family would travel back to West Virginia, where my parents were born, to a beautiful place that's often remembered. So many times my memories are gone. Daddy, won't you take me back to West Virginia, to the green rolling hills where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. We loaded the coal trains and hauled it away. Now they came with their dynamite, blew off the mountains, buried the hollers where the streams ran, and they dug for the coal till the land was forsaken, and wrote it all down as the progress of man. Oh, Daddy, won't you take me back to West Virginia, by the green rolling hills where paradise lay? Sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. They loaded the coal trains, hauled it away. Now Massey built a solo by, a silo by Marsh Elementary, less than 300 feet from where the school sat. And the DEP gave them permission, all because they could not read a map. And Daddy, won't you take me back to West Virginia, by the green hills where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. They loaded the coal trains and hauled it away. Now my daddy's daddy loved these mountains, with the clean mountain air and the clear running streams. If there's to be something left to pass on to our children, it's up to you and it's up to me. Now daddy, won't you take me back to West Virginia, by the green rolling hills where paradise lay? I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Blankenship's coal train done hauled it away.
This is Vincent Irene with Blast Furnace Radio, down here in Charleston, West Virginia, part of Mountain Summer, protesting what is going on with Massey Coal. Again, what is going on down here in Charleston and area about coal?
Well, we've been fighting this from day one, and they have buried 1,200 miles of Appalachian streams, polluted groundwater and rivers, destroyed 400,000 some of the world's most temperate forests, and flattened everything into a wasteland devoid of flowing water. It's total devastation, and nothing will ever grow there like they can make like a they can put a like a golf course or something like that. But nothing will ever be the same. You can't tear down a whole mountain, which is sacred, and then have anything grow on it.
And what mountain are we talking about?
Massey Coal Company. Don Blankenship is their CEO, and as far as I'm concerned, he's a corporate criminal. He did an accident. He destroyed Martin County. Now, they don't have any. They don't even have water to take a bath in. They break out all over. They've destroyed our wells, the foundations, and our representatives just let them go ahead and do it. If they want a tax break, they give them a tax break. If they want Department of Environmental Protection, Stephanie Timmermeyer, is the head of it. She is her former. Everyone they appoint, everyone the governors appoint to the DEP are people from the coal industry.
How long have they been mining on this mountaintop? What's the name of the mountain?
Now what?
What's the name of the mountain?
Well, they've torn up Cayford Mountain, destroyed it, and they have no water on there at all. That's one of my friends. That he's had that in his family 200 years. They've got a cemetery up there, and they don't care. You know what I mean? Anything that makes a profit, it's profit over people.
How are we going to stop them? How are they going to be stopped? Is there the possibility of slowing this down or stopping the mining?
Well, it's awfully big to fight, but we're going to have to use some more tactics. We've always been nonviolent, but they've declared war on us. And we're supposed to just be nonviolent, you know, and get killed, I guess. But we're going to stop them, whatever it takes. So they better be aware that that's what we're going to do, whatever it takes.
Are there people out there now at this mountain protesting the coal mining?
I don't know. You mean out there? They might be. I don't know. We're here today. We're all together. To protest together from all over the state. And there are people here from Pennsylvania and out of the state. People have been here from Sweden and from all over the world. And they know more about our history and more what's going on here than West Virginia. And that's pitiful. That's really, really pitiful.
And what are they using the coal for that they mine?
To produce electricity. What we are is the energy sacrifice zone for the rest of the nation, so for the wars and everything, you know, to run all the air conditioners and everything, and they don't care what it does to our mountains as long as they make a profit, you know.
So the coal that's coming out of West Virginia is supplying the whole country.
Bush, I'll tell you, Bush, everything in his energy policy, it's insane, is a polluter. That Amos plant up there, that's a nuclear. He's got nuclear, coal, oil, all big polluters, and that is a basis for all his energy policy. All of his policies are insane. His drug policy is insane. And do you know what? We used to have 120,000 miners, and now we've got 15,000. They're putting people out of jobs, and they say they're creating jobs. They lie. They lie every time they open their mouth.
And the reason why there's less people mining the coal in the coal mines is because it's automated.
They'd have robots if they could, or they'd kill us all if they could, or chase us all out of the country if they could. But they blow up the mountains. If you blow up a mountain, and then you put the stuff in the valley, it causes flooding. People have died in floods. And we have to stop it for the sake of future generations. My grandchildren are not going to have any world if we don't stop it. And if we don't stop it now, we can't wait any longer. We've waited too damn long already. Okay.
This is Vincent Irene. This what's going on today here in Charleston's part of Mountain Justice Summer. And you just heard, what's your name again?
Winnie Fox.
Winnie, listen, thank you for your time.
Yo, my name is West Virginia. Do you know what I got?
What do you got?
I got a message that is hotter than hot.
How hot is hot?
I live in Coal River, but soon I'll be gone.
Uh-huh.
Because mountaintop removal has been getting it on.
Oh!
you are pissed. Reason. Reason. Fight capitalists. Reason. Reason. Show what they can. Show what they can. Show what they can. Kick.
Out. I'm so excited to see so many people turn out. My name's Maria Gano. I'm here with my two children and members of my community. We came in a caravan. My family's from the area of Boone County in southern West Virginia. We've been there for since the 1700s. I've lived here myself for 37 years, my family before me for three generations. We have fruit orchards, various nuts and trees, various nut trees and gardens. The land was prepared throughout our lives for future generations. Life on our home place has changed dramatically in the past 5 years. In 2000, we had an 1,183-acre mountaintop removal site move into the hollow behind our property. In the past 5 years, we've been flooded seven times, once with no rain. This raped land and five valley fields now make up the headwaters of this once trickling stream that flows through our property. In June of 2003, a giant wall of toxic water washed a 65 feet, 20 feet deep crater through the middle of everything my family spent their lives working for. This same day, I stood in my front yard and watched everyone in my community run in fear for their lives from the flooding that came not from the rivers, but from the mountains. This infuriated me. Our once peaceful community has become a war zone. I began organizing people in the community and others to defend themselves against the unmerciful coal companies, dirty politicians, and lax regulatory agencies in our state. On Route 85, everywhere you look is active, abandoned, reclaimed, permitted mine sites. The coal industry has said that there's only 2% of our mountains being mined. If this is true, the entire 2% must be in my front and backyard. The real coal miners have been replaced by machinery. In the 60s, there was 120,000 coal miners. Today, there's 15,000. If you think about it, for every one man that's employed on a mountaintop removal site, there's at least 10 families losing everything that they have, including their health. Why are mountaintop removal jobs so much more important than the lives and families and homes downstream from these wastelands? Since I began organizing, I have been given many labels, one of which I do not understand. I've been given a label of an environmentalist. Why would they call me an environmentalist? I'm fighting for the very lives, for our very lives. The water we drink, the air we breathe, is vital to our lives. Once it's gone, we can't buy it back. This movement is about more than bats, salamanders. This movement is about our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren to be. What is happening where I live at is wrong. People's families and homes are being sacrificed for the greed of the coal companies. Here at this protest today, you have grandmothers, mothers, grandfathers, dads, brothers, and sisters fighting for the very existence of our culture and heritage. Please, Governor Manchin, understand that the coal industry is creating more activists every day. With each permit approved, there will be more and more people fighting the destruction caused by the practice of mountaintop removal mining. The coal companies like to say that they are creating usable land. What about the land that's already being used? What about the families that this land has sustained for generations? What about the people? What about the people that's being destroyed? Do we not matter to our political leaders? Our basic human rights are being denied. Our properties and lives are being destroyed, and we're expected to just step aside. We will no longer step aside and allow the coal companies and politicians to ruin our lives so others can prosper. We cannot sit idly by as everything that our lives is based on is annihilated. This is our state, Governor Manchin, and with the help of the American people, we're taking it back. Understand that we've been left with no choice. We are fighting for the lives, for our lives, and the lives of our children. Ban mountaintop removal and all forms of steep slope strip mining. And do it now before it's too late.
But so far that hasn't happened either. But I'm going to keep trying. And anybody that's speaking out against mountaintop removal, really come up and see me. I got some really nice cash and just, you know, shut up a little bit. But I'd like to call up the beauty contestants because, as we all know, mountaintop removal is beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. And I think we should actually be in exporting it to other states where they have mountains, so the mountains will look really good there, too. I think we're missing a few contestants. Where's Shelley? Where's Shelley Moore Decapitate? Shelley, where are you? Hello, Shelley. Get over here. Okay. All right, we have a lovely lineup of contestants tonight, and we need you to help us decide who is the most beautiful of mountaintop removal. And number one, ma'am, who are you? Please tell us.
I'm Ms. Overweight Trucks. I weigh more than 200,000 pounds, and I'm not going to tell you how much more because ladies don't talk about their weight. And also, it's a little bit illegal, but that doesn't matter anymore.
Ooh, she's looking lovely to me. What a sweet pie. Okay, now let's see. Who we got over here?
We made it up here.
Oh, okay. All right. Excellent. Ah, now we have one of my favorites here. Would you like to introduce yourself, ma'am?
I'm Miss Blind Greed.
Yes, Miss Blind Greed. She's blind to the value of fresh water. She's blind to the value of clean air. She is blind to the value of forests. And, but she's not blind to that lovely green stuff I've got here. Honey, I got more for you. Come back and get your money. But, you know, people like her, they help me justify what I do because they turned a blind eye. Ooh, I like her. I think, honey, you should come see me after this. There you go. Stand over there, baby. Okay. All right. It's going to be hard, folks. These people are pretty. Okay. Miss Mountaintop Reaper. Whoa, all right. Yeah, we got her. She's looking lovely tonight. What, Dennis?
I just love to slice the tops off mountains.
And I bet you love some of that big machinery to do it with. Yeah, that machine that, you know, we don't need no jobs. We got machines, yeah. You're looking real place. Yuck, are you ugly? This is Ms. Renewable Energy. Ugly! No. She's after my subsidies. I don't like that chick. You get her. Somebody get her off the stage. I don't like her. Oh, who are we here? Come here, please. Who are you? Miss Shelley Moore Decapitate gets from me, you know. Yeah, and how about how my cash goes here in West Virginia? Isn't that nice? I think it's really good. Okay. All right, honey, you just stand right there. It's going to be so hard to decide. Okay, who we've got? Miss Coal Silo. Honey, you are looking good. Tell us about what you're doing.
I'm not sure. Is it in the bounds? Outside the bounds? Are there any kids in the crowd? I really like kids. We got any school children? School children? Yeah, I like her. She's looking good. Now, okay. Oh, this is going to be so hard for everybody to decide. Who are you? Oh, it's Miss Donna Sinking Ship. Oh, what do you have to say to the people, honey?
How much are y'all getting paid to be here today? Because I'll give you twice as much to leave, checks in the mail. And if you tell anybody about this, I'll probably sue you. Have a nice day.
Who are you? Oh boy, this is so hard, people. Okay, now, one of our favorite friends is Miss Asthma. Come on up, honey.
How y'all doing today? I just love all that coal dust and all those emissions from coal-fired power plants. Giving kids asthma. Got my inhaler right here. All right, this is what it's all about, folks. Right here. Thanks.
From our last gathering, we had a reigning champion. That was Miss Blasting. As you know, she's also a little overweight. We're talking 2 to 3 million pounds a day that she is shooting off. But she couldn't make it here today. So we're going to have to pick us a new winner. But, I don't know. What would the crowd want to be the winner? I guess we'll ask y'all. But first, remember, how you vote will consider how much money you get from me. So who do you want to win? Should it be Miss Mountain Reaper? Okay, we're going with Mountain Reaper. That's a little lukewarm. I guess you people aren't totally devoted to mountaintop removal yet, but like I said, please come get my money. Okay, how about Miss Donna Sinking Ship? Okay, you're just voting for her because you're afraid she'll sue you otherwise. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Miss Cole signed up. What are we saying? And we have our favorite lady of our representative, Miss Shelley Moore Decapitate. Anybody? Very popular. She's looking beautiful to me, I can tell you that. Oh, Miss Blind Green, my favorite, honey. Okay, that's kind of lukewarm. These folks, I don't know, they're not so into greed. I've been trying to buy them off, and it just ain't working. Okay, Ms. Overweight Coltra? I think she just don't care. Get away, you. Miss Renewable Energy, come on. Nice energy bill last night that will take care of King Cole and will get Miss Renewable Energy back where she belongs in the closet. So I don't care what you people say. Okay, or Miss Asthma. All right, well, I think y'all are really, really wrong, but I guess Miss Renewable Energy gets the Miss Mountaintop Removal Award.
What's that?
You mean that?
Hey, Matthew.
Hey, Matthew. You think you're so happy. But you're coming up the mountain. Just make the river happy. You make all your blood money from mountaintop removal. But if you ask your neighbor, you ain't got their approval. Look. It's called a dog on the playground at the Marsh Court School. Take out your filthy silo, kids are not your dumping pool. All over West Virginia and all along Kentucky, you leave a trail of sludge that we think is really yucky. We don't even get this information, but we see with our own eyes the massive devastation. You won't answer our demands.
like everybody that's here today. Hobeck, Hobart Mill, Coal River. I want to thank Jay out there, security. Y'all doing a good job for us. Appreciate you. I want everybody here to know how much in my heart that this means to me that y'all's here. What y'all done to help us save these little children at the Mars Fork School is so great. I just don't know in my heart what it means to me. I appreciate every one of you. Y'all meant a lot to me. I love everybody that's here, that everybody that's worked hard, the people that's come to support us. It means a lot that you all come. We got a long way to go. We got an 1,800-acre mountaintop removal site sitting behind this slurry pond. 2.8 billion gallons behind our little children's school. We've got to stop this. We're going to stop this. Yeah. We're going to stop them all. The people inside that Capitol's got to realize that we are human beings, that we love our communities, we love our mountains. I never have nothing written down when I come to these things and talk. I just try to bring things from my heart. And I really appreciate each and every one of you. Let's keep on rocking.
And so,
that's what it looks like. You know, the other side, the evil side, they'll never understand us. Because all they think about is greed, power, and profit. That's all they think about. Their followers only follow them for the lust of money and for material things and for instant gratification. To these people, even their children don't matter. These people justify their thoughtless actions by turning a blind eye to the poisoning of their children and of the poisoning of their grandchildren. And most of them are cowards of the worst kind. It's easier for them to beat up on David than it is to stand up to Goliath. That's what they're about. And recently, a baboon from Walker Machinery had the gall to write that West Virginia communities had better watch out for Mountain Justice Summer protesters. Well, you know what? It's almost as if we've been shot back in time to the 60s. And it's almost as if this buffoon was inciting those vile, ignorant, racist people to do violence against the activists in Mountain Justice Summer. That's what this feels like. This feels like a movement. It's Walker Machinery and the coal industry that is the real threats to our communities. The only property destruction that I've seen this summer has come from the coal industry and their minions like Walker Machinery. Yeah! They're the ones that's destroying our communities with 3 million pounds of explosives a day. They destroy our homes and our health and our children's future. And yes, they're destroying God's creation. These minions even violated the beautiful people that came from all over America to help us. And you are beautiful people, each and every one of you, and I love you. I'll tell you one thing, though. We must be doing something right. Because recently, a couple of us has been threatened to be thrown down a mine break. So we have to be doing something right. Let me tell you something, people. We're making history here today. We're making history today. Mountain Justice Summer is not over yet. One more month of Mountain Justice Summer, but it has exceeded my wildest dreams. And I know it has yours, too. This is only the beginning. It's only the beginning. And the so-called leaders of these states and even the residents in the Coal River Valley just don't understand that when people from outside this state look at pictures of Marsh Brook Elementary School, they go, they gasp. They gasp. But, you know, one day these people will understand that they're cannibalizing their own children. And they'll understand it through journalists and through independent media. And I'll pray for these people. But while I pray for these people, I'm going to prepare. I'm preparing for next May. I'm preparing for for May Day. I'm preparing for a 1,000 hillbilly march on Washington, D.C. We're going to march down Washington, D.C. We're going to parody ourselves. We're going barefoot with our scrub boards and our banjos. And we're going to black out our teeth. And we're going to wear our straw hats. And we're finding an old truck. And we're going down Pennsylvania Avenue. And we're going to say, here we are, we're hillbillies, but we're Americans too. You stop mountaintop removal and you do it now. I had planned on ending with that, but a beautiful man in the audience handed me a piece of paper, and he's one of the beautiful people, one of the rainbow people, and I love him because that's what this movement is about. Different people coming together to fight an injustice. So this is his question. Why? Why does the governor of West Virginia permit the devastation of the mountains of West Virginia? Why does the governor of West Virginia permit the destruction of the valleys and the streams of West Virginia? Why does the government of West Virginia permit the poisoning of the very land, water, and air of West Virginia? Why does the governor of West Virginia permit the destruction of the homes and the very lives of the people of West Virginia? And why does the governor of West Virginia see fit to sell West Virginia to the highest bidder? Why?
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 Why? Why? Why? Thank you.
Now we're going to get serious. Now we're serious. Now it's all come together. You know, Judy was talking about property damage to our goal and threats to people's lives. As of this past week, I've had 117 violent attempts and property damage on my place on top of Cape Horn Mountain. Those of y'all that's not been up there, I want to invite you to go up today. Stay all night. Come see my place while I still got it and what's left of it. But I want to tell you something. For me, looking out through here today, it's appropriate that I be here to see this. Because 18 years ago, I couldn't get two people to listen to me. So, today, look at this. We here to tell the governor today, you know, I had a meeting with the governor inside right here with a lady by the name of Anna Sells. And he told me that the Coal Association backed him for governor. I looked at this man right in front of Anna Sells and I said, look here, buddy. I didn't come in here carrying a briefcase full of money. Who are you working for? He got mad and he says, I take offense to this. Yeah. Look at that piece of paper over there that my friend's got and how much money that he's made from outside interest since he got to be governor. How much donations he got. We don't get that. The citizens of West Virginia don't get that. Who's he working for? Is he working for us? Hell no. Hell no, he ain't working for us. I want to tell you something, people. You come together here today. We have set history here today. The one thing I tell people, stay the course. Stay the course. Be persistent. A reporter over here walking around asked me if we're going to win. That's the most ridiculous question I ever heard anybody ask me. You don't go into a situation thinking, well, I'm going to lose here. I won't get my idea. Well, today I'm losing today. 18 years ago, I told them we were going to win. Today, I told them we're going to win.
Yeah!
Tomorrow, I tell them we're going to win. Tomorrow, we're going to win. You let this governor know he's working for us. He's supposed to be working for us. So, you people here today, one thing I will say to you, if nothing else, be persistent. Be persistent and stay the course. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
to home, I have a way. The earth is the Lord's and His, it's gonna stay. Lord, it just ain't right, so I pray with all my might. Lord, don't let them take my heaven away. Negotiating with the business end of a gun. Ain't no negotiating the business end of a gun. Mama told me, child, was Virginia is your pearl.
was a like an injunction against the equipment. It just listed like here's people, here's names of people we identified with the property. It's not there's no legal actions against them. They're just saying we're taking their equipment. It's basically the paperwork. And yeah, I mean, we're just fortunate because I always thought if they were going to do a serious bust, the federal marshals would be, you know, repelling out of helicopters and stuff like that. But they just, you know, three federal marshals and three FBI agents.